Welcome to All My Subcab Radio. Studio stories every Monday, Why Music on Wednesday. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to see our latest episodes, and make sure to follow at Oh My Subcat on all platforms. On this week's studio story, we have Frank Malfitano and how he came across the 50-year-old recording of The Critics' Choice.
Everything this band did was amazing. Whether it was instrumental, whether it was vocal, whether it was four-part harmonies, I never heard a band like this. In my career, you know, and I've been in the business 50 years, I never heard anything like this group. They're amazing. Where to begin? Well, about a year ago, one of the great baritone jazz saxophonists of all time passed away. His name was Ronnie Cuber. He played in the Saturday Night Live band, the original Saturday Night Live band. He played with Randy Brecker and Bill Evans in Soul Bop. He played in the Mingus Big Band. He played with Dr. John and his big band. Ronnie was a great session cat, man, and a beautiful studio musician, but also just one of the best on his instrument that ever lived. We lost a treasure, right? So I got a phone call from a friend of mine in New York who used to be married to Ronnie. And she said, could you come to St. Peter's Church? And St. Peter's Church is on the east side on Lexington in the 50s. And it's there was a pastor there named Reverend John Genzel, who was actually Puerto Rican by birth. And he came to the church, became his pastorship, whatever. And he started doing jazz tributes to people like Dizzy Gillespie and Duke Ellington and Miles Davis. So she decided that Ronnie Cuber was an artist that was befitting of that kind of a tribute. So she asked me if I'd come down and help her with it and MC it. And I just, you know, for me, it was the greatest honor. I couldn't believe I was being asked, you know? I mean, and I got down there and it was all A-list people in the industry. Paul Schaefer, Will Lee, Randy Brecker, you know, just the best of the best, man. And guys that knew Ronnie, but Joyce, my friend Joyce DiCamillo, great jazz pianist out of Connecticut now. She lives in Connecticut. Well, she went to Syracuse and graduated from the School of Music at Syracuse. I think it was Krauss back then before it was Settner. And Joyce couldn't make this tribute. It was on a Monday night. And she said, I can take the train in from Connecticut and meet you at Grand Central. Can we grab lunch? So we grabbed lunch at Grand Central, and after the lunch was over, it was more like brunch, she, you know, we were tight friends for 30, 40 years, and I love Joyce. She's a great player, great person, great champion of jazz, great jazz educator, doing great things for the music. And so I respect her opinion, man, you know, and she handed me a CD at the end of the brunch, and she said, would you give this a listen? And I said, what is it? Because thousands of people, I get CDs from everybody under the sun because they know I'm in the industry, right? And I said, sure, but Joyce, absolutely. And it was called The Critics' Choice. And she said, you know some of these people. This was recorded 50 years ago live at Su Lin Chinese Restaurant and Nightclub on Erie Boulevard. And I used to go there when I was an undergrad, and I caught this band, and they blew me away. And I said, that's enough for me. Well, I took it home. A couple days later, I finally got around to it, and I put it on. I played it 20 times, and it blew me away. It blew me away. And that's kind of how I got into this. It had nothing to do with the project itself, or maybe it had everything to do with the project itself. I'm a member of an international jazz family and community, and this was like one of my sisters hipping me to something that was very cool. So, of course, as soon as I heard it, I knew I had to recognize it because four of the folks in the band are still alive. They're in their 80s now. Two of them are in their 80s and living in Syracuse. Pete Procopio, the drummer and the band leader, and Adele Durham, the vocalist. Calling her a vocalist is a little bit like calling the ocean damp. I mean, Adele is amazing. She's got perfect pitch, great intonation. She swings hard, man. And she's just a great singer. She's a great jazz singer. A lot of people call themselves jazz singers, but they're not necessarily jazz singers. Adele is a jazz vocalist of the first tier and the first magnitude. I got a hold of my friend Liz Nowak, who runs the Sammies. And Liz and I go way back. You know, we've known each other over 30 years. And when we started working on the Sammies together. And I said, Liz, I want to give these folks a Founders Award this year. And I said, but I want you to give it a listen. And I want you to give it to your board and your committee. And it took about 2 seconds to get her response. She listened to it immediately. And she said, Frank, phenomenal. And I said, great. We're going to give them the Sammy's Founders Award in March of 2024. And we're on stage at the, I'd be honored if you presented this with me. Well, that wasn't enough. I informed the two living band members, Pete and Adele, that we were going to give them the Sammy's Founders Award this year. And I said, man, is there any more where that came from? You know, I got together with them and found out about the band and their backstory. And I said, do you have any more of this stuff? And they handed me another disc. You know, the sound quality on some of it wasn't the best, but there were a whole lot of salvageable tunes. And everything this band did was amazing. Whether it was instrumental, whether it was vocal, whether it was four-part harmonies. I never heard a band like this. In my career, in my life in the music, which is now going on 65 years, you know, and I've been in the business 50 years. I've never heard anything like this group. They're amazing. And so I started bugging Ron Keck, and I said, Ron, would you do me a favor and listen to this? And I pestered him a little bit. It took me a minute. I said, Ron, I know you're a busy guy, but I really want you to hear this. And kind of the rest is history. Ron heard it, and he was also blown away by it, man. I don't want to start repeating myself here with euphemisms, but I mean, he just sat at the board and listened to the tunes and kept saying, this is crazy. This is crazy. This is so good. It's crazy. And I said, yeah, right? You know? And that sort of validation from other people in the industry and people I respect, like Ron and Liz and others, and Joyce, you know, that told me that what I was hearing was the real deal. You know, sometimes you hear something and other people don't hear it. And then you wonder, you start all this mental gymnastic type stuff going on. And you go, was it really that good? Was I imagining it? Is it just something that appeals to me? Let me try this out on some other folks. And everybody had the same reaction. I mean, it's just a great CD.
Thanks for listening to All My Subcat Radio. Studio stories every Monday, Why Music on Wednesday. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to see our latest episodes, and make sure to follow at All My Subcat on all platforms.